for ladies and gentlemen, especially for the monks who attain Dhammakaya. You sit in meditating position, sit upright. Take your long breath, close your eyelids gently, roll your eyeballs backward a little bit. Observe your breathing in and out, which ends at the center of the body, in line of your navel level. Then you make a wish that you are the purest Dhammakaya you attain. Focus attention to the center of the center of the Dhammakaya until your concentration be perfect enough. The center expands itself. The purer, more refined, and more radiant Dhammakaya pop up to become yours. You just focus attention to the center of the center of the purer, more refined, and more radiant Dhammakaya until numerous purer and purest Dhammakaya become yours, so that your mind components be purified to be the purest state of mind until your Dhammakaya Jnana release and detach from the whole world. Then the purest Dhammakaya will appear in Nibbana, where enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha is seen sitting on the throne, surrounded by enlightened Dhammakaya of saints, are seen sitting on Draupadi's stall, be around enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha numerously, very radiant, very pure. You still purify yourself all the time to become the purest Dhammakaya by focusing your attention to the center of the purest Dhammakaya all the time. You may observe all around Nibbana. Besides enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha and the saints of the previous aggregates be passed away and appearing in Nibbana, you may see the single Buddha whose enlightened Dhammakaya of single Buddha is seen sitting on the throne without enlightened Dhammakaya of sense or disciples. You just purify yourself at the purest state of mind, and then you wish that your purest Dhammakaya be with the center of the enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. Stop still there at the center of the center and make a wish that may previous enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha in numerous nibbana become yours. You just stop still at the center of the center until multiple enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha's innumerable nibbana become yours. Until you feel that your purest Dhammakaya be in living nibbana where primordial Buddha looks very like the ordinary monk, is seen sitting on Draupadi's toe, surrounded by sub-primordial Buddhas, countless in number, very radiant, very large. Whenever you reach living Nibbana, you go on with the same procedure. You wish that your purest Dhammakaya be with the center of primordial Buddha. Stop still at the center of the center and make a wish that may numberless or numerous primordial Buddhas in numerous living Nibbana become yours. Until you reach the purest state of mind, the most radiant, with the most radiant and the purest primordial Buddha. Go on with this procedure for the time being. for ladies and gentlemen who purify yourself to be in Nibbana, and I advise that you attach your purest Dhammakaya at the center of the center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. Stop still there at the center of the center until multiple enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha from numerous Nibbana become yours. You become the purest state of mind. You may observe each Nibbana. There is no earth, no water, no wind element, no sun, no the sun, no the moon, but very radiant from the center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha and sense only. It's the purest and the supreme happiness. If you would like to prove that the enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha and or sense which Lord Buddha said that all of these non-compound things, the purest, the release from all causes of suffering, are immortal, permanent, and supreme happiness. You may prove by using your Dhammakaya hand touch at the body or at the leg or other parts of Dhammakaya. You will feel that it's just only the space or nothing or itself which you can touch and feel that this is the most subtle, the purest and very refined. You may touch to see that this is the non-compound things without ignorance, passions, cravings, whether rough or subtle. This is the purest immortal Dhamma where the wise should practice to reach and become. And then go on to purify yourself again to the purest state of mind and take a look downward beneath Nibbana. You will see the universe of the world beings where formless Brahman world, and celestial world and sensual worlds are existing from the top part of the universe, that is the formless Brahman world. At the middle is the Brahman world, and below is the sensual worlds, including celestial worlds. You may see this clearly by make a wish that may the center of the universe be at the center of your Dhammakaya. You purify yourself all the time and wish that your supernatural vision and hearing be extended as wide as the diameter of the universe. And you will see the whole universe where these three worlds existing. This is just for the time being. The Brahman world is where the Brahman being, formless Brahman beings existing. The Brahman world below, at the middle of the universe, is where the Brahman beings are existing. The world below is the central world, including celestial worlds, is where the celestial beings exist. You will see the large mountain, namely Sumeru, is as the center of the universe. Half part of this large mountain sink into the ocean, and there are another six mountains around, lower and lower, until the last one is the lowest one. Besides that, or beyond that, is the salted sea and the earth, where human beings are existing. You just take a look roughly about this to see that. Then you wish that the center of the universe be at the center of your Dhammakaya, while you extend your supernatural vision and hearing to see all world beings roughly, and make a wish that may we extend our loving kindness and merits we have done from the past up to the present to all world beings, including our parents, our colleagues, friends, etc., in the human being worlds, whereas the land existing at the south part of the universe, close to the border of the universe. You know, as I mentioned before, that the center of the universe, there exists the large mountain, part of the mountain sink into the sea or the ocean, and surrounded by another six mountain around, lower and lower. And after the seventh lowest mountain, there exists the sea or the ocean, the salted ocean, then the earth. At the south part of the earth is the land where our human beings are existing. And then we extend our loving kindness and all merits we have done from the past up to the present to all these world beings, including celestial beings, Brahman and formless Brahman. And if you observe the another transparent worlds for the hell beings is existing below the land or the earth around the universe. What I say below means within the lower part of the land or of the earth. There exists the hell worlds all over. This is for the time being. We extend our loving kindness and mercy to all world beings, including all world beings in suffering worlds. And make a wish that may Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead our peacefully happy life with right wisdom and prosperity and without problems and sufferings forever. After you make a wish, you purify yourself to be at the purest state of mind in Nibbana. Nibbana paccayo hotu sabbhe buddha phalapatta paccekanan jayang phalang arahantanan jate chena rakkhang panthami sappaso te attalattha sukhita virunha buddhasasane arokha sukhita hotha saha sabbhe hiyatiphi phavatu sappamangkhalang rakkhantu sappadevata Sapaputanupavena, Sapatamanupavena, Sapasankanupavena, Satha Soti, Pawantu Tejeva, Pawantu Voja, Pawantu Meja, Pawantu Noja, Krapra Ratanatrai from Pronkan. Arahang Sama Sambuto Pakawa. Putang Pakawantang Apiwa Temi. Sawakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Sahavaka Sangho Sanghang Namami